News in brief, Russia urges the US and the European Union to consider the consequences of supplying arms to insurgents in Syria. Russia's deputy foreign minister rejected Western claims that the Syrian government used chemical weapons. Sergei Ryabkov said a new probe is required as such claims have not been proven. Over 30 people have been killed, dozens more injured as several blasts rock the Iraqi capital, Baghdad. Two of the explosions hit in and around a Shia mosque in a northern Baghdad neighborhood. Violence in Iraq has spiked sharply in recent months, leaving over 2,000 people dead. The Taliban have opened a new office in Doha. U.S. officials say American representatives will start formal bilateral meetings with the militant group within days. The Afghan president's High Peace Council is expected to follow up with its own talks a few days later. In Turkey, police have detained more than 100 people as part of a crackdown on anti-government protesters. At least 90 people were arrested as police raided dozens of homes and two media offices. Over 40 others were arrested in the capital Ankara and in the northwestern city of Eskisehir. In Pakistan, a bomber has detonated his explosives at a funeral in the country's northwestern Khyber Pakhtunkhwa province. At least 27 people, including a newly elected lawmaker, have been killed. Dozens more were injured. The blast is the worst to hit the region since elections installed a new government in May. Iran's outgoing president Mahmoud Ahmadinejad has met with president-elect Hassan Rouhani. Ahmadinejad congratulated Rouhani on his election win. The two sides agreed to appoint a representative each to oversee the transition process. Torrential rains have devastated northern India. More than 60 people have been killed and 17 others are still missing. The monsoon rains have washed away hundreds of homes and roads. Tens of thousands of people remain stranded as areas are blocked off. Five airbases have been activated to speed up rescue efforts. And the UN Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization has removed Iran's Bam Citadel from its danger list. The mud-built citadel was put on the list in 2004 after a devastating earthquake almost completely destroyed it. Iranian architects and engineers have been working hard to save the 1,000-year-old monument.